Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there were three boys that really, really wanted a phone system. And they thought it would be really, really cool to get it because they'd used technology that just didn't allow them to really enjoy the magic of telephone calls, either with special guests or with their listening audience. So they went out and they grabbed it. And then they started talking about it, and it sounded fantastic, and it continues to sound fantastic. But somewhere along the way, they just didn't talk about it enough. And I'm talking about Wide Open Wednesday, where we now, I would describe the phone calls we get on Wide Open Wednesday. Did you already go to your Gilligan's Island music?
Well, you're setting your scene.
That's what you want to do.
You're setting your scene.
We get a smattering. We get a smattering of phone calls on Wide Open Wednesday.
A handful, Mike.
I would not describe it as balls to the wall because it's a different
format. The lines have been locked. I would describe it as balls to the wall. Yeah.
You would say that we're getting
I think the reason why we might have walked away from the phones on Wide Open Wednesday.
Wide Open Wednesday.
Why is that, Oscar?
Is because the callers ruin it.
Well, that's been the case in my for my entire career.
Mike, you are celebrating about 35 years of love the listener.
Yes.
Hate the caller.
Well, the thing about it is that I every now and then you get a winner, but we have something that I believe will enhance
really
Wide Open Wednesday. Now, Wide Open Wednesday traditionally,
Mike, in our storied history,
has gone anywhere from about 11 seconds to, on a great day, what would you say, about 8 minutes, maybe
full segment,
a full segment. Near, let's round up to 10.
10 minutes.
10 full minutes.
10
600
minutes.
Seconds.
But we have enhanced Wide Open Wednesday for your listening pleasure with, we talked about it the other day, Gilligan's Island transition music.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a little more of that so
sure.
I can really hear it or turn it up in general? Or there you go.
Ready for the first call.
Let's get the first call on Wide Open Wednesday. Here's our phone number. 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. Hello, you're on the... Yeah, and there's that background noise I know and love. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No need to turn that up.
How are you?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Answer. Hello, you're on the show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. That didn't take too long. Who am I speaking with?
Oh my God, Rob!
I think, Mike, you need to give again number to our coconut.
Be ready with it. Come on, fleet of foot, wake up. Thank you. That's our transition music for Wide Open Wednesday.
Call our coconut phone.
920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the show. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
How are you?
Right now, like at this very moment? I thought we were having a little exchange there. You said, how are you? I answered, and then I expected a response because I asked you a question. You were saying, how are you? I said, at this very moment? Are you still on the line?
Yes, and I replied with yes.
Let me explain. You said, how are you? I said, at this very moment, you said yes. Okay, so we're there now.
Good.
I would say, based on these first two phone calls, I'm not all that good. But that could change, based on the next call. But what can I do for you, sir?
Well, my apologies. I was actually hoping to speak to Pony Boy.
He's here?
I'm right here.
Is Pony available? I don't see him at his regular microphone. Is he available?
That's right. I'm here.
Driving the Ustream.
How's it going?
This will help.
As the resident cyclist of the TMOS Nation, have you given thought to providing TMOS team tips for
team
advertisement
tip.
While we're up the road?
Can somebody explain what this is? What are team kits? What is?
I think it's team tips. And you know, this guy is obviously
team tips.
This
team
is a bicyclist calling. And you know, Mike, what's amazing? He's calling. Actually,
cherry on my f-ing Sunday right there. That's right.
He's not actually calling on a telephone. He's calling on a bicycle seat. That's why it sounds like this.
So team tips would be what? Bicycling tips? Is that what you're looking for, sir? I'm done. You know, you're over. Goodbye. So long.
God damn it.
So long, moron.
I wish I didn't build this phone system.
Let's take another one. We've got 888-920-6673.
Yeah, like you mean it.
Hello.
Hey, sorry about earlier. That video was me that was giving you the echo.
All right. What can we do for you?
Hey, this is John Crandall calling in. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're great, John. How are you?
It's John Crandall, Mike.
What?
Yes, sir.
What do you want?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm on my way to work.
Thanks for the bulletin. What do you want?
Yeah. Just call and say hey. I want to say congratulations to Oscar on his MBA.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. What else?
You are quite welcome. I know Marcus wanted to know the good news. I did pass my real estate exam next week, and I am now an agent with Keller Williams.
Oh, you know
well,
what?
You know
this
what?
Guy.
Hold on a second. When I'm considering education, when you're looking at the major layout of education, first of all, it's not like us on this show, especially with the current political climate, to diminish anyone,
right.
In my
no,
humble
not
opinion.
At all.
But, you know, when I'm looking at the great educational grid, you know, I would say way over here, you got your medical degree.
Yeah.
Right?
Power
and
rankings.
then you got your MBA, you got your law degree, then you got your MBAs, mm-hmm. right? Right below the MBAs, right below the
fair.
Law degree. Somewhere in the middle might be the real estate license exam.
Okay, yeah, it's furthering oneself.
So, but it's still furthering your education, and I still think that's important. And I was told that down here in my neck of the woods, down here in Southwest Florida, I was actually given a statistic by a realtor. Or realtor, a friend of mine who said there are in this county 3,000 real estate brokers.
Wow.
There are 3,000 in right in our, I'm not sure whether it's the countywide or the immediate area. And they have sold a total of 2 houses.
Now, Mike, I know you're wondering in the back
not
of your
that
mind
I'm diminishing that. Yes, go ahead.
Why you should care that this man got his real estate degree, and it just clicked for me. He was a guest on the most recent Omericast.
Ah.
And he talked about the fact
this guy?
That, yes, that he was getting his degree.
That's great.
Congratulations,
this is really
John.
Great when we have 40,000 downloads a show, and I've got the same 3 people that are coming on every single incarnation of the show. But you know what? I'm not going to get too negative. I'm not going to go, you know what? I'm going to take the advice of the First Lady of the United States, and when I feel like going low,
yes.
I'm going to go high.
Attaboy!
So I'll give this guy one last chance. Okay, so you got your real estate license. You congratulated Oscar. I'm happy about that. What else can we do for you, sir? And then we'll fly along with the, and I'll give Rob the cue, with the Gilligan's Island music that
right.
That you are ready with the transition. So what can we do for you, sir?
Nothing really. Just want to say hello.
All right, transition music. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. That's it. All right. That's wonderful. That's all right. So
well, a good four minutes.
Very solid.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I've got 8 minutes, 6 seconds. If anybody was counting that. And,
I wonder.
You know,
the one thing I wanted to ask John if he was still driving his Uber now that he's got his degree.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Does he drive an Uber?
That's what he said. Yes, he does.
That's wonderful. Okay.
Here we go.
Gotta go high, Mike. You gotta go high.
Yeah, gotta go high. Gotta go high. Right now, speaking of that, I probably am, you know, if I had the availability of it, I would smoke a bowl right now. I would smoke a big, fat bowl and get high for the entire show. Start the show, Rob. We're done.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good of you to show.
Oh, hey. Morning, Flo. Morning, everybody.
Hey, Chief.
While you were drinking or sleeping or whatever it is you deem so necessary on Monday morning, Phil Larson called, said some kids are stealing the gnomes out of his garden again.
Oh, those garden gnomes again. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna get right on that.
On a more pressing matter, Joyce Byers can't find her son this morning.
Okay, I'm gonna get on that. Give me a minute.
Joyce is very upset.
Flo, we've discussed this. Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation. Flo.
I have been waiting here over an hour, Hopper.
And I apologize again.
I'm going out of my mind.
Look, boy his age, he's probably just playing hooky.
Okay? No, not my Will. He's not like that. He wouldn't do that.
No, you never know. I mean, my mom thought I was on the debate team, and really, I was just screwing Chrissy Garvin during the back of my dad's automobile, so.
Look, he's not like you, Hopper. He's not like me. He's not like most. He has a couple of friends, but, you know, kids, they're mean. They make fun of him. They call him names. They laugh at him, his clothes.
His clothes? What's wrong with his clothes?
I don't know. Does that matter?
Maybe.
Look, he's a sensitive kid.
99 out of 100 times, kid goes missing. The kid is with a parent or a relative.
What about the other time?
Joyce, this is Hawkins, okay? You want to know the worst thing that's ever happened here in the 4 years I've been working here? Do you want to know the worst thing? It was when an owl attacked Eleanor Gillespie's head because it thought that her hair was a nest.
Just find my son.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Surprise! Oh my God, what a surprise!
I have to send special thanks to a listener, Cindy Baruti.
No, who is, you don't. It's Wade Byard.
No, no, she paid for it. Okay. She won it in a silent auction, and it gave it to us as a gift.
She paid for it. What's her name?
Cindy Baruti. She's awesome.
Okay, thank you. I'm kidding. Live from the Fiverr Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Priceless. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone lines, when we're on, you can call us anytime. So,
that's right.
That's it. Wide Open Wednesday. We'll make sure you know about it a little better next time. I promise you that. We'll figure it out.
Train them again.
Yeah, we haven't really
resaturate the brain.
Well, when you were on break, Mike, it's funny because it's hit or miss with these animals.
Yeah, I know.
It's hit or miss.
It truly is.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, you know, we've had
they called wide open last Wednesdays. Wednesday.
I know.
We weren't even here.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. our show today brought to you by Texture. I put my Texture app on my smartphone. I already had it on my tablet because, in my humble opinion, this is the definitive way to get magazine content. And I absolutely love getting my magazine content on my smartphone and my tablet with Texture. I love it. When it comes to magazines, you already know what you like. Right. With Texture, you get everything you like, and you can get it in one super convenient place. It's more cost-effective because you can share it on different smartphones and tablets, so family members can get it as well. You get instant access to hundreds of your favorite magazines, including back issues. I love me the Vanity Fair. I love me the Us Weekly. I love me the Entertainment Weekly, the Golf Digest. I love Esquire. I love my magazine. Speaking of Esquire, loved reading my Texture interview with Viggo Mortensen, who's got a brand new movie coming out, and a great profile. I think if you read that, you'll know. You know, he's not just a Hollywood actor, kind of a cool guy,
yeah.
And now I'm a bigger fan than I was. You'll always be one step ahead of what's going on with Texture because the top stories and noteworthy sections get updated throughout the day. You won't miss a thing. Plus, you can share it with the whole family. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you'll get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Start binging for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com. /TMOS. Now, when we were playing the opening audio there, I was noticing, what we got? Mac putting out a buffet every day?
Can Mac catch a break, Oscar? Can he honestly catch a break?
I think Mac is missing a chromosome. And that's right. The best way to say it. Because
that's the best, nicest way?
That's the nicest way to say it.
Wow.
Because Mac,
so he was obviously, to me, this is what I saw on my camera.
Right.
He was obviously sent out to fetch coffee for the crew. Is that accurate?
Yes. Well, no, Mac was running late to work, and I said, Mac, before you come up, grab my online order for my Starbucks coffee and
this
bagel.
This is the second time the online has not gone exactly as planned.
Second time, right?
Mac, would you step up to the microphone? Mr. O'Mara, I'd like to have just a brief word, if I may.
Mac, the missing chromosome is lost because he got confused and got the wrong order.
So he will be coming back.
Yes. So
well, when he comes back, I will explain that the Masters of Business Administration, because of his contributions and his status on the program is allowed to be a tad tardy. The intern who lies about attending community college classes is not allowed to be tardy. Yes.
Mike, I asked him and he said he was on time today. But that was just another lie.
Yeah, because he was, and or else he would have been in the studio when we started. Right. Now, this is the crux of it, Mike. Yes. I write to Mac. I said, hey, man.
Dear friend.
It's waiting for you at the end of the counter. Like, it's just waiting there for someone to come steal it or pick it up. It doesn't matter, because I've already ordered it. I've already paid for it. Right.
Yeah, you do your fancy app.
Yeah, right, so I pre-order. Doesn't really work out all the time, but at least for the window of time that I allotted for Mac, it would have been there.
Where is the app, the order from another place app?
Yes.
Could you conceivably order like yesterday and say, have it ready at 8:50, or is it an immediate thing?
It's a geolocated, so you have to do it within the vicinity.
Ah, I see. Yes. Mike, it's geolocated.
strangely, glad I still got them.
So he comes up and all his orders say Mac on them, and I said, Mac, did you pay for these? He stood in line and bought a new round of coffee and bagels because.
So this is essentially him unable to follow instructions.
The most simple of instructions, and this is something he's done before.
Mm-hmm. All,
you have sent him down there a million times, and what's
because
the takeaway is
because,
that I get a free coffee,
and I'm not even there, and I got this pigeonholed. Okay?
Of course,
the essential instructions were not followed because he is challenged by the process. Obviously, if he's done it before, he does not understand.
He's been learning
since we were broadcasting in Manassas.
But the thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, this requires a bit of interpersonal communication
as well, not his
forte. So that's
But the thing that really troubles me the most is had he done this right, he could have removed all the communication from the process.
Right.
All he had to do is walk up to the left side of the counter, grab it, and go. So what he did instead was stand in line, awkwardly, looking orange. And
use
then
his own shekels.
Use his own money.
Crumbled up, sweaty money.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've given the lecture to the listeners today with the phone call, so I'm not going to bother with that. I'll leave it up to you guys to do that.
We'll do that.
I'll only be curious to know if he saw a fedora, a bowler, or any new color of hair after the Starbucks policy was updated yesterday.
And also, we've updated our policy. You can have your hair any color on this show.
Yeah, express yourself.
Exactly. I have a minor health update for you that today, those Steri strips, those little kind of elaborate band-aids you have?
That athletes have?
Which were put on, after the Staples day. This was my day to whip those off, have my first really like shower where I didn't have to cover up.
After the Staples came off. When you removed them, did you do it gentle or did you rip?
Mrs. O'Mara may have assisted.
I see. May have assisted. Any appreciable odor?
No, we're rocking. No, if there was appreciable odor, I'd be on the Bounty, and I'd be dying because of scurvy.
Mr. Christian, take the leg
right now. So it's just another level of freedom and improvement, and there he is.
There he is.
As we continue.
He chooses his moments.
I'm breaking my own directive here. Sit him down. Sit him down for a second.
Have a seat, Mac.
Mac, Mr. O'Mara would like to have a word.
Yes.
Take your time, Mac.
Here we go. He's putting on his headphones.
Hello. It's a good way to start.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Are you?
I mentioned this to the guys, and I have to. I was going to leave it up to them, but I have to share it with you. Mrs. Spiewak and Mrs. Santana, they can roll in, when they roll in. They are essential workers, you see, to the operation here. You have to be mindful of the fact that as an intern who is hopefully going to take everything he's learned from this operation and go on to bigger and better things.
You have to be
punctual, man.
In the morning,
I understand.
You've been challenged with that before, and it's very frustrating. Like when we are starting the program, that you kind of roll in and you're doing your stuff.
Before you got in the coffee line.
Like if you're going to be running out and getting the beverages for the program, you can't roll in at like 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock when we're starting the show. You got to be here just a little bit.
Straight A's, though, Mike. Straight A's.
Straight A's.
That's right. Straight A's.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. Do you think you can handle that?
I can handle that.
Do you think you can handle that for me? Could you do that, please? I'd really appreciate it.
What changes will you put in place to ensure this does not happen
into
again.
Into your systems.
Yeah, because obviously you have a, yes. I mean, you come in, you're showered, your hair looks
every
nice
every bottle
today.
Has a neck, Mac, and that's, you may be your own.
Wow, that's clever.
Wow,
I like that.
I like that one.
I'd like to paint that on a piece of repurposed wood
every bottle
and
has
hang
a
it up.
Neck. Wow. Man, oh man. I'm going to put that right next to my Hillary Kane bumper sticker. Hey, Mac?
Yes.
Did you see any bowlers or fedoras or odd colored hair at the Starbucks downstairs?
Not that I noticed, no.
Okay, that's terrific. How's everything else going with your summer? How are you doing? Pretty hot in the D.C. area.
It is very hot.
Yeah.
Do you have any lightweight orange fabrics you get to put on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an orange shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't you step in front of the camera? Let Mike
yeah, show Mike.
Give him a
yeah,
treat.
I didn't even get a good look
yeah,
at you,
yeah.
boy.
Lay him eyeball. Boy.
Boy.
Oh, there's a difference. Solid polo, solid polo.
You look the same as the first day you sauntered into our studio. You truly do. Okay, you can sit back down.
Mac, you know you missed the Washington Post yesterday. It would have been your time to shine.
Exactly.
I'm depressed enough with the opiates. I don't need to stare at you any longer. That's not going to be cool for me.
Oh, my God.
Opiates? What's going
opiates.
On?
No, I mean, I haven't been on opiates for 2 weeks. But
attaboy.
I mean, you
know. Oh, you don't, the, oh you're yearning. You're craving them.
Well, later in the show, I want to ask you guys about Ambien, because I still basically have to sleep on my back, and I'm not good at that. But the opiates that I'm talking about, you know, right after the procedure were the, what, the Oxy? Is that what it's called?
Sure, Oxycontin.
Oh, the good stuff.
Oxycodone.
Oxycodone. Mm. You know, which I can only describe it this way, that I would be sitting there watching there's a show that my kid watches now. He watches I think it's called Bubble Guppies.
I've seen it.
And he watches Little I know. Hey, it doesn't come over that magic box without you seeing it, Mr.
Hey, I got to check in. Does he ever watch the sure. Peppa Pig? Peppa Pig
does
is
not watch Peppa Pig. Little People is one that he watches. Little Einsteins.
Little people, is that how,
like Small World? Big, I mean,
is that
people, Big World?
Hervé Villechaize in it?
No, it's not the one with little people. It's a cartoon about kids. That's
okay,
what it is.
All right.
Anyway, but the one I like the most is Little Einsteins because they have music and that type of thing. But I'm watching, I think maybe Little People, and you know, she's and that's why we always tell the truth because it's important to be honest with friends. And I'm on the couch watching the cartoon with him because I really can't move anywhere. And I look at that, and the little girl on the cartoon says that, and I go... And Carla comes back, what's wrong with you?
This is pretty sweet what she said. It was pretty sweet what she said.
Isn't it amazing, Mike, that,
glad
one,
off that crap.
One tablet can do what it used to take a half a bottle of whiskey?
Yeah.
It is so much more efficient.
Oh, by the way, and that might have something to do with it, too, because it has been, well, it's been since well before my surgery that alcohol has touched my lips. I'm basically,
what?
I'm basically dry. I haven't had a drink. When did I have the, let me see. Was it July 7th that I had the surgery?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Sounds about right.
So probably take it about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Yeah, about a week. No, 2 weeks before the surgery.
Oh, my
they didn't,
God.
So the end of June.
You weren't drinking in the hospital when you were recovering?
Yeah,
I told you the story about how they say you're not allowed to have a drink after the surgery because
yes.
there are people that are, they're the old people that come in there that are so completely conditioned to their alcohol
right.
that they actually have to mention that in the instructions.
Yeah.
You mean I'm not going to be able to get a dry martini in the hospital?
That's when they started crying.
Do you miss it?
Booze?
Yeah.
No, not one little bit.
You don't
I
miss it when
don't.
You're on Oxy.
I'll tell you where my mindset. Well, you know what? It's not that. It's not the only thing I use the Oxy for, to be honest with you, is for sleep. But I am so completely focused on just rehabbing
right.
and getting myself back because I've got another one of these that I'm staring in the face, and I really want to make sure that you know. I will be, you guys aren't, I will be so positive for about an hour, a month after this whole thing's over. You won't.
How is your pain level today when you do the number thing?
It's not even relevant. I mean,
really? So that's
I'm
good. And yeah, also,
I mean,
you know, you're going to.
Slightly sore, that's about it.
You're going to have so much of an easier time mentally when you do the second one because you've been down the road before. All of this was unknown. And besides,
yeah.
you already have a walker and a toilet seat.
Yeah.
Right.
The hard stuff is done.
Yeah.
Those are sunk costs, Mike.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though, Mac. I wanted to mention this to you. The fact is that with everything that I've been through and everything that that I've been dealing with this particular summer, I still, the Prime Directive is not necessarily, you might think, don't get happy. The Prime Directive is always be on time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, we understand that inherently Oscar has that challenge.
Yes.
He's talked about it. It's a disorder that he has.
The gene.
You know, and we kind of honor that because it's a disorder. But in your case, I don't have to honor
that. Yeah, you're white.
So
yeah.
I don't. He is.
I mean, he is like aspirin.
You're white.
He is
Oscar,
so white.
I have to mention this. I do have to mention this. And because I can't do this, but you can. Dr. Salsa.
Yes.
And Grace.
Who, Mike?
And Julio and every other person that has come from this home health care service.
Yes.
Every single appointment, I have had probably 12 or 13 of them every single time. They have been late.
Yeah.
Every single time. I believe
it's cultural.
That
it really is. No, it really is cultural.
No, what they are, Mike, they're giving you extra time to heal.
Mike, when we have barbecues and someone says barbecue starts at 3, when do you think we think it actually starts? And mind you, my father, he somehow has, he's taken on the white man's,
punctuality?
Punctuality.
Okay.
Okay.
But when do all my cousins show up, and when do we show up?
5:30.
I'd say 5.
5:30. Both of you get a big win.
All right.
We show up. We show up at 3, and people are still cleaning the house.
Oh,
they are still making the food. We end up helping out.
They send out someone to buy
meat.
I'm
telling you, say 3, people show up at 5. No big deal.
I actually do an impression of Dr. Salsa because he's got a very distinct way,
yes.
And it's not anybody that would be famous, but it's like, hello, Mike. It's Dr. Salsa. And so he was supposed to come the other day because I started work again. He normally came between 9 and 10 in the morning. I said, Dr. Salsa, I'm back at work now. You have to. We have to modify. How about between 4 and 5? Would that,
That's really saying 5:30.
Maybe 6.
You were there. It was 5:45, to be honest with
you. Wow.
Yeah, it was 5:45.
He sounds, Mike, like a South American Mr. Drysdale from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Hi, Mike. It's Dr. Salsa. How are you? So he would roll in roughly 10 minutes of 6, and I was, you know, I was so pissed. But I'm captive. Where the F am I going? You know.
Yeah.
But and he's kind of gotten into the whole vibe now that you know, hey, it's Dr. Salsa. You know, so he knows kind of what's going on.
Oh, that he's a thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's coming today. He's coming today between 11 and 12. So I should probably assume
you shoot
12:30,
for
right?
11. You should. If you really want him to get there by 11, you should say, hey, right. Dr. Salsa, why don't you come at 10?
10? Okay. Yeah. Next time
Dr.
I'll do
Mac
that.
Salsa.
And if he shows up during the recording of the program, it's a bonus right. for us.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to tell you this, that we, the O'Maras have actually used the opportunity to get me fixed and get one thing done in our house. We have put down what is called laminate. Does anybody know what laminate is?
Oh, yeah, I know. Pergo laminate.
It's like a flooring that is a kind of composite thing.
Space age,
Mike.
It's
expensive as some of the...
It's bringing your house into the future.
Don't get
away.
Thank
you, Rob. Absolutely. Well, I've got a sound from hell that I'm going to share with you when we come back. The greatest dog in the world who has managed to torture me during my depleted condition. And we'll tell you all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. You,
baby. Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
There they are. Thank you, boys.
It's Welcome very simple.
Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint's the best. You know that. They're all about supporting small business owners, no matter what you need. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it. Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. The best deal in the business, bar none. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make great first impressions. It has never been so easy to look so professional, or in the words of Bernie Sanders' brothers,
Sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know whether they wanted that in there. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo.
You mean Larry, Mike, his big brother Larry.
Vistaprint will make you look great. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and it always looks sensational. Remember to use the code. It's TMOS, and do it at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. If you want to send us your card, we're still doing this. When we talk about Vistaprint, we'll talk about you, and we have a brand new address, too. So if you want to send your card to Rob Spiewak, send it along to Rob Vistaprint, 32101 Washington, D.C., 20007. That's Rob. Now, you smirked. What did you smirk? You didn't bring one in today, dude.
I'm smirking because you said Rob Vistaprint instead of P.O. Box.
P.O. Box. Okay, sorry. It's P.O. Box 32101 Douche DC 20007.
Nice.
Anyway, that's Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. And we thank you in advance, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so I've hit this subject probably more than any other during the entire run of this show. And probably on the radio show before that. A long time ago in a land far, far away, we, Mrs. O'Mara and I, were driving out of Atlantic City, New Jersey after one of my degenerate gambling binges.
Right.
We had lost it all again.
What?
And we were driving home, and Carl and I were brand new. We were new to the relationship. And
Honeymoon stage of dating.
We started dating. I think we were living together. I'm not sure.
You were living together.
No, because you weren't married yet. How would you live together if you weren't married? Yeah. That'd be a sin. Come on, Mike. Get your head out of your ass.
And thank you so much. I appreciate it. So we're driving along. I think it's Route 40. You know that road that comes out of Atlantic City, New Jersey?
Covered with tears.
Stained with the tears of losers.
Paved
That's what it was.
With loss.
And so, as we're driving along, and, you know, I wasn't all that depressed. You know, it was one of those rare.
But you were in that honeymoon state.
Yeah. We had brought something that I hadn't always done. We kind of brought what we planned to lose, which you are told to do when
you
gamble.
Good thing.
You should never, like, go deeper than that. You believe that lie? Anyway, so we're driving along.
Otherwise, Mike, you'll be grabbing some brochures.
And we're driving along, and I'm kind of bummed out, and we're cruising. We literally do not have a quarter to our name. We have enough gas to get home. We are making the drive home, but we are tapped because we had gambled in the morning before we drove home, and we were done. And it was one of those
lucky happenstance that you had gas, or was that deliberate? Let's fill up before we gamble.
You know, I would say we probably were lucky that we had it.
God, and
I would
have been able to
put. I would have been able to put the gas on a credit card.
On a card,
but
cash-wise, you were out.
Cash-wise, we didn't have anything.
Otherwise, you'd be stopping in Aberdeen, Maryland for the night.
We're cruising along, and Carla says, puppies! And so I stop the car, and I see AKC puppies at this little farmhouse out in the middle of farm country in New Jersey. Yes, people that around the country, New Jersey has quite a bit of
puppy
open
mills.
Space, believe it or not.
It's called the Garden State.
It was the Garden State, and it had a farm, and they had. So we decided, I think, what the hell? Let's go and get puppies. To make a long story
dogs
short.
Dogs with accents, Mike. They go, hey, wolf!
You doing all right?
We're going to take this short-term loss and make it into a long-term loss.
Oh, truer words never spoken. I was sitting there. And to make a long story short, they had these pugs, this litter of pugs. And I picked this one pug out that was very, he wasn't the most aggressive, and he wasn't the shyest. So you always want to pick the one in the middle, I'm told.
Sure.
And I picked out Beluga the pug. I picked him out. I chose him.
Mm-hmm.
I chose him. And thus began a relationship between dog and mistress that has carried through to 2016, where Beluga is a one-person dog. He is passionate about my wife. Their bond is like no other.
She's like Khaleesi to the dragons.
Yeah.
It is beyond anything I've ever seen between a dog and its owner.
Question.
And the dog has nothing to do with me whatsoever.
Even if she goes away, say for a day or maybe for a couple day trip and you're at home alone.
I can answer that.
Does it shift? Because Linus loves Carrie, but if I'm the one who's home, I'm okay.
In the past, when she has had trips away, he will come in and hang out with me a little. He will never show me any love. But I will be able to, you know, when we used to have him on the bed, he would get into bed and he would lie next to me on the bed.
Yeah.
All right, shut
Tell
up.
Us
so
more.
Anyway, the thing
Does
about
he show
is,
you love when you wasn't in the bed?
Will you stop, please, for just a
is
second?
Is he a crunchy or,
no,
or a skippy
it.
Guy?
Please, come on now.
Oh,
I don't do that.
God.
Wow.
He will sit in front of the door when she goes on a short trip. He will sit at the door, occasionally whining,
right,
and wait till she comes back. Mm-hmm. That's the relationship. The reason I tell you this story is because I just want people to understand when I constantly bitch about this dog is because I have nothing. I get nothing out of this pet.
The dog is a turncoat.
The dog does nothing
Benedict
for me.
Benedict Arnold.
Shows me no love whatsoever. And the only attention he will give me is if I am eating something at the dinner table, he will stare. That is it. There's nothing else. So he goes his way, I go my way, everything is fine. The pug, the little smashed face, he makes sounds that sound like my 3-year-old is having a breathing disorder. Like we'll put Michael down to go to sleep and I'll hear, and I'm like, what's the matter with Michael? Oh, that's Beluga, because the respiratory system that God played the joke on is so twisted that these sounds come out of him. And but the bottom line is he just goes his way and I go mine. I don't have anything to do
with him. How many years
do
we have left?
You know what? I'm tired
of
thinking
right?
about that. I'm not
wishing. Well, he keeps disappointing every year. He just keeps living.
I know.
Mm-hmm. He's living. He's certainly living.
Who would have thought
but
that
he's 12?
Yeah, well, no, who would have thought that his hips 12. Would outlast yours?
He's 12. He's doing better than I am, to be perfectly honest. And that pisses me off, too. So Beluga is the kind of dog that I know he's smarter than he looks, and I know
he's lazy.
That's it.
Oh, that goes without saying. He is lazy. What was that, Judge?
I have seen that dog at your home.
Did he point at me?
The dog will not move.
Did he point at me?
Shut up for a second, Oscar.
I thought
this is not about me.
Hey, there's a camera, Oscar. I see what you do.
I check YouTube on a daily basis.
I think Oscar pointed at you. I wasn't.
That's right.
No, because.
But you know he's right. I can't breathe either.
You can't breathe. But
you should put me down, Mike.
But I, you know, and this isn't saying anything, but I, you know, I have tremendous esteem for you. Nothing like Beluga. You know, I mean, you
can't
do
compare the
something.
Two.
No, actually, I prefer you to Carla. So it is very different.
This is this show. This show. The dog.
So, because he goes his way and I go mine, I don't occupy myself with him. The only time he'll piss me off, and I've had a respite from having to pick the poo up, is when he does a double pumper out in the yard, and I got to pick up poo twice.
Right.
Because he is so overfed that he produces copious amounts of excrement that I have to scoop up with a plastic bag.
Tons of
other
luggage.
Other than that, that's it. And occasionally when he is stalking my son, who has a goldfish in his hand, and he turns into like a Siberian tiger following him through the house. I'm like, Beluga, get the F away. I don't say it. I said, get the F. I use the letter. I don't use
good.
The word
good,
with my
good.
Son. And he is stalking my son. Other than that, it's fine. So for the purpose, I laid that out for you because I wanted to simply tell you that we got this new flooring, okay?
Okay.
We went from tile, which was fine,
Corinthian
to this
tile.
To this this sure. this laminate flooring
Pergo.
in the room. It's not. I don't think it's Pergo. I don't think
that is Highline laminate.
Is it?
Yes. I thought Pergo was spaghetti sauce.
No,
I don't know. That's Pergo.
Mike, a man who's been looking at floors for. Feels like a year now. I know my floors.
Yeah, it's true. This man is in deep trouble as it comes to floors.
It's what people are putting on their floors down here instead of tile. And you know what? To be honest with you, it looks fantastic. What doesn't help is the fact that with this dog, the tile, there was no sound. With the dog, the laminate put down, and because of
I will explain how his nails, his untrimmed nails, because he's so much of a pussy dog
that he can't
have his nails trimmed properly because I guess it's called the quick.
Yes, you cut to the quick.
Because he has been so pampered and babied over the years, the quick has grown. And the longer the quick grows, the less you can cut the fingernails, which turns him into like a Chinese fortune teller from the 1800s, where it's like, my nails. And they are
walking around selling gremlins.
I have been not only recovering from major surgery, but I have been dealing with this sound from this animal for the entire 3-week run of this, and I have taken the liberty to record this sound for you.
Nice.
And I will tell you what I listen to all day long from morning until nighttime, because he's nervous and twitchy and he walks around. And when we come back, I will share that sound with you, ladies and gentlemen, because this animal is doing things to ruin my existence. We will come back after this.
I feel my temperature rising.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. We all live in an era of smart cars. We have smartphones. We have smart homes. We have things in our house that can turn on light switches.
Yes.
We've got smart, smart, smart. But you still manage to lose things, and now you don't have to worry about that either, thanks to Tracker.
Tracker?
It's a coin-sized device. That locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. We all use Tracker. All you have to do is take this little quarter-sized device and you pair it to your smartphone. Then you roll it onto your key ring. In Rob's case, he uses it on his dog.
Yeah.
And you can find the precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. It goes the other way, too. If your phone is lost, you can press a button on Tracker. That's good timing. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
We found your
phone.
That.
That's great. We found the phone right now. Isn't that great? Awesome. Thank you. You can pair it with your smartphone. That's not the sound it makes, by the way.
No.
They have over 1.5 million devices. Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again. Thanks to Tracker, TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com. Okay, we'll get this over with quick. I actually recorded my dog because I guess I call him my dog. He's really Carla's dog.
The dog.
Because this is the sound. I don't know how well this is going to translate, because even though he does this all day long, of course, when I tried to record him, he stopped and took his big bubble eyes and looked at me and went, "Day!" like that, even though he walks around all day
doing
this.
I didn't give you consent.
Oh, yes. So, sign here, please. Paw print. Dogs never do what you want them to do when you want them to do it.
Yeah, so he basically follows, not basically, hate that crutch word. He follows Carla around when she's in the house. And
okay.
This is the sound. I will play it for you now. This is what you hear, ladies and gentlemen. And she goes into the bedroom. And she's going into the bedroom, and he stops just to stare at her, because that's what he does. Now he's gonna come back out. He's going to come back out and walk right by me again. And this is when I'm trying to watch CNN. That's what I hear.
That's
all
hellish.
Day.
It's like an annoying rain stick.
Yeah. Or tap dancing.
Yeah, it's like Shirley Temple.
Yeah, because his claws, his little untrimmed claws, hang off of his feet. And he just does this all day long. And I just said, I'm going to record it. And incidentally, he does it constantly, but this is all I was able to get. Because as soon as I put this recorder down, the little effer would stop and look at me and just go, day.
Can you imagine even having a business meeting at your house and all of a sudden you're like, hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Beluga's coming in the room.
Right.
It's so loud.
And you can't,
it is so loud.
You can't trim the nails at all? Like, even if you dropped them at PetSmart or anything?
No,
they can't file
is,
them down, grind them?
No, hear the thing. And say, and you know, I'm a political junkie, right? So
yes.
I'm watching both conventions, and it's just like, so I say to you, my fellow Americans, that I want to... I'm going to kill you. So that's Beluga. I just
who said that his cuticles were or his
quick
was too long?
Carla. Carla said that. That was Carla's call.
Is it because Carla thinks that cutting their nails is barbaric?
It's
not like a cat.
But some people think that they don't like the idea of doing that. They think that it hurts them or it's not pleasant for them. Some dog owners think that as well.
What happens, though, is that a dog should be moving around outside enough to keep the claws worn
there
down.
I agree.
The dog doesn't totally get any activity.
I totally agree with that. And I am told, and I've never heard this because I've actually wanted to go to the pet store where we get his grooming done.
Sure.
But apparently he screams.
Record that.
Pony, you know what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Where the animals tend to, you know, do the, nah! Almost like a human type of deal.
Very disturbing.
That he screams, and when Carla told me that the first time, I said, I'll drop him off. I'll hang around a while, you know.
Mike, that's why they have what is called the back room. And that's where they do the grooming in the back room.
On the other side of the glass, that's the way that goes. And, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Take him next time and give the gentleman behind the glass a 20 and say, hey, can we take a look at those once again?
Yeah.
I'm taking a chance here because I'm going to YouTube to see if I can get his pug screaming. Let's see if
it's terrifying.
That's a pug screaming.
That's sweet.
Is that a Transformers?
So that's the sound he makes when he's getting his nails done, and that's why I guess Carla has not done
if your
it.
Computer
we've done the filing
is open.
Thing. That doesn't work for him either, and we've done
if
that
your computer
whole.
Is open, do they make, like, booties?
Yes. Yeah, but on
yes.
hardwood, then it's yeah. risky business time. We'll just be sliding yes, everywhere.
That would be great. That'd be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Guess who went booty shopping online this week?
Did you get a good one?
A great one. No, she wouldn't let me do it. She would
really?
Not let me
what?
Do it. It is a rubber booty that goes around the entire paw, so it cannot slide around. And
like
Carla
the tip
would
of
not,
your cane.
Carla would not let me buy them because she claims that it is cruel.
What I about athletic tape? Right on the nails.
Duct
Steris straps.
Yeah.
You know what? I swear to God, it's not like he's having to go out and find prey or anything.
No,
like that.
He might actually enjoy it. You know what is? You know, this is sort of related, but not really. A great thing you can do is put scotch tape on a cat's paw and watch the cat.
They jump around.
It's
right?
wonderful, really. Good.
Or what about the Dr. Scholl's pads? Because you could sell it this way, Mike. You could get one Dr. Scholl's pad, cut it up into
in quarters.
So you've got a pad on each of his paws and sell it to Carla. Like, look, this is probably better for his feet anyway.
Mm-hmm. Arch support.
That's a wonderful idea, Oscar. Can you make copy of that degree in?
A little,
just for the
a little gel action.
Mike, there's nothing worse than a flat-footed pug.
Beluga is gelling. Anyway, so
you'd be gelling.
Part of the ABCs of me, it's the same reason I'm not getting a tremendous amount of sleep at night, because both of you have done the Ambien dance, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I missed right. the dance.
Okay, I don't even it's have it long, with Rob. Me.
Do you
but
need
I
some?
Know
yes, please.
Okay. I'm taking a super, super, like, tiny one. I don't know what...
What's the milligram?
It looks tiny to you.
I'm not sure what they come in, so I don't know. It's super small.
Isn't it
10? I think he needs, like, a trank dart to get him down.
Mm-hmm. Thump!
Yeah.
I think I need more.
Right?
I'm toying with the idea of taking two tonight.
Or take one with a glass of wine.
I don't recommend that.
It accelerates it. I don't think that there's a sticker on the bottle or anything.
Thank you, Dr.
Rob. Go one and a half. One and a half. And ride that wave.
Mr. O'Mara has collapsed.
What time do you take
tomorrow's, it? Tomorrow's Mike O'Mara show will post at 6 p.m.
The bottom line, Oscar, is that I am, as you know, I am somewhat obsessed. I watched every single nanosecond of the Republican convention.
Yep.
I have done the same thing with the Democrats, and I don't know. I'm obsessed with it. I'm watching all of it because it's fascinating to me. The whole dynamic of everything that's going on is really interesting. So I'm tuning in. You know, the
midnight.
Big stuff. The headliners come on at 10 o'clock, and then I watch the analysis. So I'm sacking out about 11:30, quarter 12 every single night, and then I'm pretty wired because I cannot sleep on my side because it's still I feel
and
like
that's normally how you would sleep, right?
Yeah, I sleep on my side, but I feel like I'm putting too much stress on the hip, even with the little Rolly styrofoam pillow between my legs that I have.
Oh, I forgot about that. Did you ask Salsa about sleeping on your side?
I didn't. I'm not. Maybe I'll ask him today.
You should.
The thing is, maybe I could put Beluga between my legs.
That'd be great.
And squeeze.
You know, and squeeze.
My eyes pop out.
I would say you should try a 1.5.
Yeah.
And see how that feels. But you probably should take that at 9 p.m. Yep. And then pass out.
And let it, let it seep in.
Remember when you used to go to bed early? I remember Mike was in bed by 8 a.m., 8 p.m.
I think I'll ask Salsa about it. That's what I'll do. When he comes, hi, Mike, it's Dr. Salsa. Hey, Dr. Salsa, can I put a pug between my legs? Can I do that? I'd really like to do
I bet you Dr. Salsa has a machete that could file down those claws that Beluga has.
If I take two of the little ones, I'll ask you guys off air. I'll give you the actual milligrams or whatever it is, and I'll double check that because that's what I'd like to do tonight at 10 o'clock, right when the headliners are coming on. I'd like to eat two of them, and then by 11, it's off to Blissful.
Can't wait. It's not going to take you an hour.
Can't wait to see the post on Facebook.
Really? You think it's going to be bad?
11:30, Mike O'Mara has checked in at Culver's.
Yep.
In the hospital, the first time I took one, when they gave me one to sleep, they offered it. So would you like one of these to sleep? I said, I'm game. And they gave me one, and I woke up probably at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I literally did not know where I was.
Yeah.
And I kind of freaked out.
Best feeling in the world. That means you were out.
You got to piece it together.
O-U-T. We had a little problem this morning. I don't know if you guys have been a victim to this.
What?
I don't know the guy's name. Carla blocked him and unfriended him. Carla received a private message on the Facebook today, and apparently others have received this as well. He is a friend of Rob Spiewak. He is a friend of HBS. And he is a friend of our good friend, Mr. Dirk. He is not a friend of mine. I don't know why, whether he was late to the party or whether there was something. I didn't have time before the show. Mrs. O'Mara received this. Did you guys get any weird videos on online? Rob,
I'll check my messages right now.
Let me delicately explain what this particular message was. It was a video presentation.
Sure.
It was a video of a young lady who was in a state of undress. The young lady appears to be on a picnic table.
I'd remember that.
In very close proximity to the young lady is a horse. Yeah. And let's just say it's about to be go time.
Is it?
Wow.
You see the little, little triangle for the play that I did not click play because I didn't think that would be prudent, although I was incredibly curious.
No,
I looked at that and
just say name, Mike. I did not receive anything.
Maybe they were hacked. No one just sends horse porn around.
It sounds like
horse porn, HP.
It's nobody got that? It sounds like a hack.
Sounds like a hack. That's something you do in private, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an email thing.
Yeah. And your father, not that to bring your father into HPS. Horse porn or anything like that.
No.
HBS, is he ramping up his little Tata pictures every day? Is he starting to ramp that up?
Well, it's summer, Mike.
It is.
That's when people are cheating on their wives.
I know you don't talk to him about it.
Actually, he mentioned there was one guy, and I won't mention him by name because I can't recall it. I was talking to my dad on the way in today. He said, well, I got to go and put up all the pinups in all the normal places. And I said, okay, we'll get on that. And he said, you know, there's this guy that within 40 seconds will have liked all of them. Because, you know, he posts them in, I think, 5 places.
Yeah.
This guy goes and likes each individual post every day.
You're in denial. Like, he's the perv.
How dare he like my pervy pics
But what I'm saying that's funny is that don't you think liking a picture once is enough? Likes all 5
but
posts.
But the fact that your dad knows pervy as him.
It pops up, so to speak.
Does it feel jealous?
You'll pardon the expression,
hey,
of course.
Now, before we talk about this, I have to tell you, Rob, that I am all in. I like the fact. I think it's funny. I think it's kind of cool that he does this. I know, and we probably have all been through this. Probably every one of our significant others probably occasionally goes, oh, God, look at that. You know, they probably.
The
right?
only person
have you,
I've
have
ever gotten
on the receiving end of that at all?
The only person I've ever gotten in front, and this is funny, is from my mother. My father's first wife,
there
who
you go.
We were looking at Facebook about something, and she said, what's that?
God,
I said, well, Bob posted that. She said, why does he do that?
Can I ask you a question about this? Yeah. I know that he's a horn doggy based on the fact that he will, anybody,
appreciates
any woman,
the female form.
Anyone that's attractive on Facebook, your father will be
a good
first.
Man.
Yeah.
Nobody swoops in quicker if there happens to be a hottie with anything. It's just like, hey, terrific job, Debbie. You know, you'll
know
get
what
that
it usually
from
is. Is let's say it's, let's use, for example, Shannon. If Shannon posts something like, Shannon did a workout today.
Looking good, Shannon.
No, it's always this. Yay, Shannon.
Yay, Shannon. Yay, Carla.
Yay, Carla. Yay, Gary.
Yay, G.
He doesn't miss. He doesn't miss that. How much, and I'll ask you this.
I love
because
it, though. It's
you're very honest about HBS.
Yeah.
He's your da. And I will tell you this. How much of this is the... You know, the appreciation of the female form, in your opinion, and how much of this is something you have genetically, which is that obsessive compulsive thing where you have to do it.
I would say,
well, I've got to go. He doesn't have to do it.
But you know what? You have said many times that you appreciate the fact that he does it. And that
it's funny. It's a wonderful little trick of our fan base.
But I would say,
I love your dad.
It's a probably 30% OCD. He is. You know what? I get a collecting instinct from him. Like, if something is mentioned, he will be on eBay searching for it. And then if there's more than one, he'll usually buy the set.
Yeah, but he's also the guy that when, God bless him, when any of our fathers pass.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to see my dad's hard drive because it'll have pictures of other family members I don't
know
about.
Mike, this is the hardest drive.
His Argentinian family.
Yeah, you're like, but it says Argentinian family, U.S. family, subfolders.
Written on silver Sharpie on an external drive.
Yeah.
Argentinian son.
Yeah, I expect to find a hard drive that says TMOS pinups, but then that hard drive leads to terabytes of information, right?
Right, exactly.
Dark web.
Have you ever witnessed the process?
No, I haven't, but I've talked to him about it. Because when he had some time away from his computer last year, I believe...
You were his proxy. Did you have to post for him?
I posted for him, and I said, how do I do it? He says...
What did you post, bail? No, I'm sorry. Just kidding, everybody.
Waka, waka, waka.
He went to the he went to a external hard drive that he has, and he sent me the pinups for the week. So he selects them in advance.
It's become the family business. You don't share in the compulsion. Like if there were 3 days where he didn't post something and you hadn't talked to him, would you wig out a little bit?
I would ask him about it.
Now this may be taking it too far.
All right.
But do you think,
by the way,
Robert,
I don't think we've explained it. We really do. I mean, there might be people that might not know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about he puts pinups.
My father, my birth father.
Rob's father puts pinups of scantily clad women.
The sexiest
online.
Pictures on the line sometimes over the
borderline.
Line.
Yeah, he's been removed from Facebook. Yes. He's been on probation.
Still
before.
Remember that one with the ice cube.
This a tradition that Robert III may be able to pick up?
As far as collecting or as far as the
Well, say you go on and you're putting up the HBS pimp as an homage to your father.
Yeah, Robert
would do it as he gets older.
Okay. Because you know what? I've seen the collector gene in Robert.
Right.
When he likes stuff, he wants all the stuff, and he wants to know about the stuff.
This is the biggest question, and Rob will be able to answer this. Does he save them all?
Of course.
Oh, God.
It's a generational deviance, Mike.
It's not like he has to have miles and miles of file cabinets. All he's got
is... Mr. Spiewak, open the door. FBI, Mr. Spiewak. Yeah. Open the door, please. Open the door. Yes, we're here at your beach house. Take them all out, boys.
Mike, FBI means female body inspector.
Oh, God. He's such a sweet guy. He's a sweetheart of a guy. And you know what?
He's happy today. I will say by now he's probably received it. He's getting a brand new refrigerator.
And he
has been out of his mind since Thursday he's been living out of coolers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened to his fridge?
He was home in the Falls Church area, Northern Virginia, for about a week, drove back down and went to put up the groceries, as they say down south, and he opened the refrigerator and the light came on and he was greeted by a nice breeze of hot, smelly air. The refrigerator had died the week he was gone, and so he's been without a refrigerator. He's out of his mind, although he does enjoy pulling beer from the cooler. He says it's nice. So he should be all set up now. So happy days. Get the beer cold. I'll be down soon.
Does he have any pictures on the refrigerator by any chance? Are there any particular favorites?
Does the perviness transcend the web?
I think that I'm thinking about his house right now. He has a picture of Marilyn Monroe in the bathroom.
His wife, Kathy. Kathy, this is from Mike to you. You are so tolerant. You are so tolerant.
And then there is one sort of burlesque looking pinup style painting, a small painting that he has in the living room that I've always found quite alluring, but it would be G-rated at best.
Okay.
So, but I can't think of anything other than that. No.
Right. Yeah, my dad had a
And tons and tons of magazines everywhere.
My father has
Cherie,
Penthouse,
all of them.
A sketch of a naked woman still hanging in his bedroom. Like, wow. Thinking about it, I don't think it's my mom. No, it couldn't be my mom.
Did he do it?
My father, God rest his soul, was such a Jesuit, Jesuit educated and stuff, the whole Catholic guilt thing that I never...
You never found a Playboy?
Never found a Playboy, except for the neighbor's house.
Yeah. Oh, that party.
Yeah. No, the party was there. That was the neighbor's son. That was his college roommate's son.
Oh.
We had a neighbor on my street that had a lot of dads had this back in the day, the stack. But the problem was, you go over to his house to play, and it was kind of tough to cop those. You know,
was play in quotation marks?
No.
Okay. Do you have hair down there?
Oh God,
I have hair down there.
All right. On that note, let's get the hell out of here. Thank you. Way to go, HBS. We love you. We'll take a break. News you may not need coming up right after this.
Why are they red?
Stop it.
Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I wanted to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about building cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Mike O'Meara Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm going to go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Warby Parker. Do you hate getting new eyeglasses? Who doesn't? You don't have the choice. You don't have any ability to really get what you really want. It's a hassle. It's expensive. Hey, Warby Parker to the rescue, ladies and gentlemen. I love my glasses from Warby Parker. You don't have to worry about outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses. Remember that. Prescription glasses start at just $95. That includes the frames, the lenses, and the coating, all included for $95. And even better, they have a free home try-on program where you can try out 5 pairs for 5 days. Here's what I want you to do. A lot of our listeners are doing it now. WarbyParker.com/TMOS. That's where you go to choose your 5 favorite styles. Then they are shipped to you with no obligation. You have 5 days for family and friends to help you decide which frames are best for you. And I love mine.
You look great.
Goo goo. I love these. I call these my heavy ones. These are my really thick kind of...
You know what they look like? They're like classic Buddy Holly glasses.
These are Buddy Holly glasses I'm wearing today. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer, so whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations or warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS.
News!
If you watched any TV at all in the 1990s, then you remember a lady did we have her on? You're the show historian.
No, you just used to do her voice a lot.
I did her impression. Did you grab any tape of her today by any chance?
I did not. Okay. I didn't know if you were going to cover it or how it was going to fall. I bet I can find something on YouTube before this story is done, though.
She was Miss Cleo, the psychic hotline pitch woman.
Yes.
We did the make an accent, man. And the classic catchphrase, call me now.
Oh, and the thing is she wasn't as old as I thought she was going to be.
Yeah, she was very, very young, only 53.
Did
she
I break the news to you yesterday?
I think you may have laid that on the text. She died yesterday morning after a battle with cancer, only 53. She wasn't Jamaican. She was born in Los Angeles, and her real name was Yori Harris. The psychic network she worked for collapsed under a probe by the FTC
what?
In 2003. In 2006, she came out as a lesbian, and just a few years ago, she revealed that she was still offering her alleged psychic services. She said, quote, "I have clients in New Zealand, Australia, a few in Toronto, a bunch all over the U.S., Jamaica, obviously. Honey, that's how I make my money." Did you find it?
We have Miss Cleo from 1998.
Don't you really want to know?
Okay, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look. The Miss Cleo DNA test. I'm slowly searching for the father of your baby.
Tarot card.
The tarot card's
it's
never
like. It's the one that's very unpleasant, okay?
Maybe, you know what?
He's also the
this
one
is maybe after she was doing the accent
This is
thing.
After the accent. Let's go further back. And I'll tell you, as a kid, Miss Cleo, she was a celebrity in my house. Because you would stay up late on USA and you'd watch movies because that's all you do because your parents, my parents would go out and they wouldn't pay for cable back then. and so I'd always have like, I wouldn't have HBO premium cable. I'd have the USA Network and they would play movies. And you would either see the sex lines or Miss Cleo roll on your TV every commercial break.
Yeah, and
call
do you remember
now,
the lady used
now,
to do
man.
Her on Mad TV as well? Mm-hmm. Remember there was a big running gag on Mad TV.
All right. Let's see a tape of her.
Let's see if it's coming up here.
Thanks. Okay. Anyway, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers hasn't watched his brother Jordan on the current season of The Bachelorette. So I know. I guess what you play tapes of The Bachelorette. For
actually,
Oscar,
Mike, coming up
Oscar
in today's
watches.
Audio Vault, we'll have tape from The Bachelorette. Men Tell All.
Yes.
The special last night.
So Aaron Rodgers' brother is on. He says, quote, "It really hasn't affected me a whole lot." Earlier this month, I know nothing about The Bachelorette. By the way,
so he's one of the contestants. With it, that's vying for the Bachelorette's love.
Yeah.
This is the Billy Carter, you know, Jordan is the brother, the challenge. He said on the show that his relationship with Aaron was complicated. Of course it is. You're going on The Bachelorette, and your brother's like a superstar quarterback. Aaron responded with a subtle jab. Quote, he said, "I've always found that it's a little inappropriate to talk publicly about some family matters. I'm not going to speak on those things, but I wish him well in the competition." So Aaron's kind of like giving him a little dig. But rolling his eyes at
the
same time.
Can you imagine? You get that call. You're shooting an Allstate commercial.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, it's a State Farm commercial. And all of a sudden, you're like, he's like, "Hi, I'm getting on The Bachelorette." And you're like, remember when we used to play football?
Yeah.
Remember? What about all that money I've sent you?
Yeah.
I guess, is he a good-looking guy? I haven't seen
he
him.
He looks just like Aaron Rodgers.
He looks like Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And that's why he's on the show, obviously. Yeah.
He's a finalist in, I love this name, the Tournament of Love. JoJo Fletcher is choosing these names between him and some guy named, hey, Robbie.
Hey, I got to go with Robbie. Got to go with Robbie.
Mariah Carey has a reputation for being a diva. We all know that. So it's possible that the New York Post is right when they share this story with the world. They claim that she will only walk into a restaurant when her own songs are playing. This is from the New York Post.
Whoa.
Mariah was in Italy last weekend and went to a place called Ristorante Aurora. Hey! We give
so
you
good.
A bowl of pasta as big as you had. There you go. Huh? Supposedly, everyone there was having a quiet meal when some Mariah Carey song started blaring on the speakers, and then she walked in with her fiancé, James Packer. A source says, quote, "She literally had an entrance song. It seemed like her entourage brought the playlist and asked the restaurant to play it. Don't have any evidence whether that's true or not, but if it is, it's pretty funny."
Well, you know, I'd like that. If I could do that at a restaurant, I think that'd be nice.
My only reference is my bachelor party before I got married to Carla, when Jerky and the boys brought a D.C. police piper with me with the bagpipes.
Yeah.
And we got out of the FOP van, went into the first bar that we went to, and they played... They played the pipes as I came walking
awesome.
In. And I remember the beer hadn't really hit the cerebral cortex yet. And I was like, okay, guys, can we keep it down to a dull roar? By like 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm like going, hold on, I can't go into the bar without the piper.
I can't go out unless the bagpiper goes first. Thank you very much. Here's a story for Rob Spiewak.
Thank
Elvis
you.
Presley's electric guitar is heading to auction during Graceland's Elvis Presley Week. Man, I sure miss going down to Memphis for that.
Mike, really, that's the best time of year to go to the Deep South is mid-August.
Sure. Yeah, especially with the heat bubble.
Sure.
Presley used the guitar during rehearsals for his 1968 Elvis special. Man, can they squeeze any more out of this turnip? Can they do anything more with this?
The press releases keep coming. This is, of course, the high holy day for the Elvis fan. August 16th. And I am surprised that they're selling off some of the bigger ticket items.
Right.
Like this guitar, this is a big one. This is one that they used to display.
Why are you surprised at that?
Because I would think they'd
want to... It's called cash flow. You need it to operate.
Well, the cash flow is the people that pay to see the guitar. Mm-hmm. But if you sell the guitar, it's short money.
People stop going. They got to sell what's in there.
Well,
he's got enough stuff. He's got enough crap.
Yeah,
in
they'll
that
find
how
more.
How probably do you really think that the level, I guess the demand for Elvis is as strong as it was five
can't
years
be.
Ago?
No, it's
it
not.
Can't be right.
No,
it's
right?
not.
So that's why they have to sell their assets.
I suppose, but it surprises me they didn't bank a little smarter and hold on to the merchandise. That's
especially
it.
With all the money they've made.
That's true.
Along with the guitar, other personal possessions will be heading into the auction. These include Presley's birth record, a black and gold, his birth record. What the hell is that? Is that
it would be like a birth certificate, probably, yeah.
Black and gold outfit he performed in. Ah, smells good. And an Indian ring. But
I know the ring.
But the last thing, this is what you would, if you had all the disposable in the world,
yeah.
A TCB necklace.
One of the real ones. Oh, it'd be so one sweet. The, I would love that.
Wow,
that would be cool.
Why?
Put that on your refrigerator. The Smithsonian is doing research into American craft beer. This was on the Today Show earlier today. I normally don't retread stories, but I thought it was interesting. Based on Oscar and his other pal, Chad, they're going to hire someone to travel around for the next 3 years to drink beer, talk to brewers, and file reports. And they're paying $64,650 a year, plus benefits. Anyone can apply. It's like a craft beer reporter. They do say they want someone who has, quote, advanced degrees in history, food, brewing, culture, or business.
Oh, you can fake that.
I don't think that's enough money for that. Unless they're independently wealthy, right?
Yeah, and what? It's a good resume builder.
Hey, Mac, maybe you could get one of your degrees in brewing. That would be something for you. Don't answer. Now, moving around.
Mike, can I answer for him quickly?
Sure,
Among his many faults is he doesn't drink.
Oh, he doesn't.
He
drink
doesn't.
At all.
No, he's got that gene, Mike.
Yeah, he does have the gene.
Oh, yeah, that's too bad. And now a little something, something. 75-year-old Jerry Childress is an organist at a church in Brooksville, Florida. And he was arrested a few weeks ago when he stuck his organ through a glory hole in a public bathroom.
Ooh. Not okay, Oscar.
Not okay. Enough applause for that. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Apparently, he thought the dude in the next stall next to him was kind of into that thing.
Totally.
Doesn't mention in Florida where the hole was. But the guy was definitely
not. I would have guessed, Mike, at about waist level.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the guy wasn't into it and was a little put off. Can you imagine, though, if you're just really going in to take care of your morning dump?
And if you're in a public bathroom, you don't want to be doing it anyway.
Right. And suddenly you see that wrinkled thing come through there.
Man,
it's a little scary.
What a great day.
So the guy called the cops. Jerry was charged with indecent exposure. And that brings me, of course, to today's Florida state slogan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Continuing the great trend, Florida, you're never too old to play with your organ. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's great. The church organist. You can't make it up. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball to Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hun, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Love the splash. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. No matter how you're dressed, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear. That's right. Most of us sleep in our undies, and chances are your underwear is boring. Luckily, Me Undies, I love the name of the company, Me Undies is here to change all that. Every pair of Me Undies is made from Modal. Modal is a sustainably sourced fabric. It is twice as soft as cotton, twice as soft. You have to feel it to believe it. Words cannot describe the fit and feel of Me Undies. But once you try them, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. If you don't love your first pair of Me Undies, they're free. It's that easy. No questions asked. Plus, Me Undies has dozens of styles and even limited edition prints that will make sure your underwear is never boring, whether anyone can see them or not. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with Me Undies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. 20% off your first order. Do it today. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, July 27, 2016. Rob.
Lots to see on last night's convention, but I just can't get over the fact that his big brother is named Larry Sanders. And I expected him to grab the mic and go, no flipping. No flipping.
I found it very touching.
It was a touching moment.
Very poignant.
But it was also not lost on me that he sounds just like his brother.
He does. He sounds like just a more wasted version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's older. This is Bernie Sanders' big brother, Larry Sanders.
I want to bring before this convention the names of our parents, Eli Sanders and Dorothy Glassberg Sanders. They did not have easy lives, and they died young.
Yeah.
They would be immensely proud of their son and his accomplishments. They loved him.
It was a very sweet moment, but he really does sound like an older version of his brother, if such a thing is possible.
Like a Muppet.
I don't know whether he has any medical issues whatsoever. He did sound to me, if you could describe the way he sounded like Bernie Sanders if Bernie Sanders had just gotten a shot of Novocaine. Play it again. Imagine Bernie Sanders at the convention just coming for the dentist after getting a full root canal. This is what he would sound like.
I want to bring before this convention the names of our parents, Eli Sanders.
Do you remember the episode of Seinfeld when Kramer was sung to by Mel Torme, who assumed that he had special needs because he had a mouthful of Novocaine?
Kind of sounded like that with Larry Sanders, everybody.
All right, I featured this on our Facebook page today. From the way it was shot, it looks like it's the Chop Tank right by Cambridge, Maryland. I know it's in Maryland. The Chop Tank River. It's about five or six people on what looks to be a four-person boat, and two fat guys start fighting, and the boat starts going in circles.
Oh, I saw this video. Unbelievable.
And this is the people in an adjacent boat, I think calling it into the Coast Guard because they think someone's going to fall off the boat.
They are wailing on each other.
Yeah, it's a great fight.
Now they're having a fight. Law enforcement
boat is going in a circle.
Yeah.
These two guys, fat guys, on a boat.
We now have a fight on board the vessel, and we're going to have two
about a 20-foot boat, maybe 18-foot center console boat.
They don't have any PFDs on. They're visible. Hey! Hey, you guys! Police and the Coast Guard have been called.
They're still just going in circles. Yeah. Anyway, take a look at the video on our Facebook wall because it's pretty dynamic. But what the underlying thing that I love about it is the fact that the people that are videotaping, they're into regulations. I don't see any PFDs. The Coast Guard has been called.
Where are the personal flotation devices? It was so scary to look at because you think these guys are not only going to fall over the side, but the boat is in gear with an outboard motor, and you think somebody's going to buy the farm. It was very
because if
very,
you fall
very
off
weird.
The front of a boat, the engine literally sucks you through the propeller.
At the end of the fight,
moving the water, yeah.
One of the fat guys falls into the radio antenna and it breaks off.
Yes.
And then he grabs it and he's wailing on the guy with the antenna. God.
It's a great fight.
Yeah, Maryland.
Speaking of fights, Bachelorette, Men Tell All. Oh. Last night, the greatest moment, Nick challenges Chad to a fight. It's Nick and Chad, Mike, and they are going at it.
Wait, are you just trying to get airtime right now?
Chad, you're a coward that sits behind empty threats, dude. You got nothing.
Do you want to fight me?
Chad. Look, anytime, any place, whatever.
Tell them Mickey.
I'm going to bring it down to your level right now, okay? Ooh. Since that's the only way you can communicate. You either sit up there and own up to this that you've created, or I'm right here. Come on. You want to settle this?
You want to fight me? I'm probably pretty sure we should probably not do that, both in dress shoes.
You're a coward, dude.
We're both going to fall down either way. It's just going to look stupid. Like, think about your thoughts before you say them.
You're a coward.
We'll deal with this later.
Mike, think about your thoughts before you say
dress
them.
Shoes.
I know. Yeah. that's the kind
not
of people.
So did they? Did they? What
no,
is the show?
It's
Men Tell All.
Men Tell
All. It's like a behind the scenes.
Yeah, the men that got kicked off talk about the actual Bachelorette.
Okay.
But all the idea that I guess the back and forth here is that these guys basically just want to be on TV, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So when they're fighting. Like chicks, they talk about the shoes they're wearing and what's going to happen afterwards instead of just fighting.
And they're hoping to be the next Bachelor.
Yes.
Which is really what they're angling for. They don't want the prize of the girl. They want the prize of another run on TV.
The guy that said, I love you yesterday is the guy who wants to be the Bachelor.
Exactly. Well, they
all
do.
Awful lot of chit-chat for a couple of guys that might want to go. I don't have any experience with that.
No, good for you.
But it would seem to me that, a friend of mine a long time ago would indicate that if you're going to go, you know, it's kind of a nonverbal activity.
Once you say you want to go, you got to start fighting.
Do a lot of people that are about to fight talk about shoes? I don't know.
I'm not going outside with these pumps.
All right. Real quick, one last thing from the convention last night.
Because you had boots on. That's why you
fell. I had boots on. Oh, you know, if I'd made that call, I'd be healthier today. I would be healthier today.
I would fight you, but I have these boots on.
Yeah, you see these Lucchese's? These wonderful that I got in Houston, Texas? These are about 3-inch heels. I'm not going outside. Duh. I'll blow out my knee. Which I did. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Marine Major.
Last night at the convention, Meryl Streep started out very, very excited.
A little bit too much.
Medicaid, allegedly.
But then when she threw it to the video at the end of her speech, she sounded like something had kicked in.
And now the video.
So was the timing issue. Hey, by the way, though. At our convention, sorry.
Our.
That's fine.
You didn't have a party, Mike.
Sorry. No, yes, I do. I'm an affiliated Democrat.
Yes.
I will tell you.
In 3-inch heels.
Elizabeth Banks. Wow.
Mm,
I mean, there was some, the funniest line, though, of the celebrities all night. It's your girl from Girls.
So funny.
I forgot the direct
quote. I have it.
Quote.
You know what? I actually have it right here.
Okay.
I wasn't going to play it.
This is the lead comment from Lena Dunham, which I thought was pretty damn funny.
I'm Lena Dunham, and according to Donald Trump, my body is probably like a 2.
And I'm America Ferreira, and according to Donald Trump, I'm probably a rapist.
I'm glad you segued into that, Mike. That's a good place to stop today. All that right, is your magic funny. Audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Thank you, boys. Do you want to find the best candidates? Of course you do. Huh? But face it. Posting your job in one place isn't going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to think big and be smart. You need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. ZipRecruiter.com. That's what I want you to use. You can post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates. You can rate them, and then you hire the right person fast from all over the country. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today.
I'm sorry. I got to say this real quick. Did I say have a great Tuesday? Because I meant to say Wednesday.
Let it go.
Well, no. I don't want to be. I don't want people to think I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Okay. Too bad.
Sorry. Bye, everybody.
Go so long.
Ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What would make you want to do that? That doesn't even make sense.